This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
823. It's a difficult job. You want it? You be the mayor of Chicago for a couple of days. And while Mayor Emanuel and I have certainly had differences in the past, I got to tell you, I was really moved by his speech last night. One, I love his passion for this city that we all love and we all want better for. And we're tired of this national image of the city, which just isn't true. He brought out good news about the city. He also brought out some information that most of us weren't aware of about a corporate partnership to mentor kids and made some very specific recommendations, requests, and demands when it comes to violence and saving lives. Mayor Emanuel joins us this morning. I thought it was a terrific speech, Mayor.
Well, thank you, Steve. Yeah. It's something, all of us have a role to play. And, I was ran with the police this morning. I went to weightlift in the academy, and I ran into a young man that I hadn't run into. He was just weightlifting at a cadet. And he comes up to me, and I really can't say enough about this young man, Mr. Kaufman. He said, I wanted to talk to you about the speech. Do you mind? This is while I'm waiting. And I said, no. He goes, I really liked it. Now, I thought, this tells you why we all have to kind of be open-minded.
Right.
I thought when he said that, he was going to talk about, standing up for cops or,
Sure.
I go, well, what did you like? He goes, I love your section about mentoring. I was a mentor. And that's what made me decide to become a police officer, because I think we can change lives.
How great is that?
And change the way we do things. And so it was not about I stood for police, or I did, talked about this new technology, and I thought that's what he was going to say. But he was a mentor. And it was being a mentor to young men that led him to become a police officer.
Well, in this big
go ahead.
Okay. No, I was going to say, in this big world of what do we do about the problem, I think you've got two or three real hardcore solutions in there, and thank goodness that the corporate folks have stepped up. I know you thanked them last night, but talk a little bit about that program.
Well, I'm going to actually, later on today, I'm going to go participate in a Becoming a Man round group. My wife's going to do the sister program called WOW at another school. And our corporate partners had...
We hit a bad cell. We'll see if he comes back here before we... Is he in Chicago's only tunnel? We'll check with that cell because we lost him there for a second. 826, talking to Mayor Emanuel about last night's speech that he made on violence in Chicago and a crime in Chicago and the relationship with police in Chicago. And as he mentioned there a moment ago, got up this morning and he ran with cadets, with recruits, with cops, and was speaking of this young man in the weight room that he was talking to. And in case you missed the speech last night, the part that he and the young man in the weight room were talking about was this mentoring program. Because, as Mayor Emanuel rejoins us, because the kids have to have a choice where the choice is not be a man. You mentioned this last night. Be a man, join a gang. That can't be a choice.
Well, Steve?
Yeah, you were back.
I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
Look, for years, the vice lords, the gangster disciples, have been offering kids to be a mentor, have been offering kids to be their role model. And the deck was stacked against these kids, from poverty to cultural, economic, all types of dysfunction. And if we give these kids a mentor, like a Becoming a Man, we give them an alternative like 100 Black Men, we give them an alternative like Let's Make a Man, they will pick a place with a moral foundation, a structure, and a discipline to make good choices the rest of their lives. And I gotta be honest, the deck has been stacked against them. We're going to reshuffle the deck, and we're going to put our kids on the top of that deck. And every one of the corporate echelon, People's Gas, Bank of America, I called Jimmy John this morning to thank him again for his 3-year commitment.
Right.
And his mentor, now here's his story. His mentor heard the speech and was flipping over and called Jimmy to say, thank you for doing what you're doing and remember what we did.
Wow.
That is what, when you get fortunate, to many who is given much, much is expected.
Right.
And each one of these companies and individuals, and I'm not going to rest until others step up so we can do more, we're going to get every one of these young men on the doorstep of adulthood, the moral education, and the moral compass to make right decisions that point them in the right direction the rest of their lives. And our corporations have to do that in mentoring and also on the job opportunities. and they have stepped up.
Let's talk about the cops for a second, because as you said, you ran with them this morning. Yeah. What's your assessment of the morale with all the news going on around the country, and are you going to be able to find the money to hire the extra cops?
Well, we're going to, of course, we're going to find the money, because that's, I told my budget, I told the budget team a month and a half ago. This is the number one priority. Every decision makes is being made around this priority.
Good.
I think, you know, I talked to Superintendent Johnson. There's no doubt this was a shot in the arm to the police when I said we're going to add more personnel and more technology and more training. And all of those work together. The officers have to be trained into the conditions that they're going to be facing. But I also think, you know, and one officer told me personally, thanks for standing up. Now, I stood up for them because I really do believe the public's support of them is essential for their effectiveness.
Totally agree.
If you want police to be effective, you have to support them. Now, they don't get a blank check, not like we did in the years past. No matter what happens, they get a blank check. No. But the first step, we support them. The second step, simultaneously, they earn that support. And that's why I talked about the two videos. There's going to be zero tolerance for tormenting, taunting, and being disrespectful for police. Zero in this city.
Right, and the communities, yeah, no, you were going to say the part of this is speech last night. The communities need to stand up and make sure that the police are treated with respect, but you talked about the respect the other way as well.
Yes, I mean, if every, you know, I say this in every cadet, police graduation, every encounter with a resident is a teaching moment, and it's a moment where people pull away. So when a person turns to you for help and looks to you for help, you can't disrespect them.
Right.
You can't, I mean, especially if they're a victim of a robbery, which is the situation I was talking about. So you can't expect the public to support you if you're disrespectful to an individual, a resident, because the first word of the oath, here to serve and protect. And the serve part is not after the protect part. And so you have to earn it, but we have to give it, because they are facing gangs and guns, and they are our effort to bring security throughout the city.
Well, I know your guys are on top of this, calling other companies in town about the mentoring side of things, but I hope people who got caught wind of the speech last night, we heard it all live here and saw it on the news last night, will be moved by it as well. But as I said in the intro, I love your emotion for the city. I love your passion for the city. And, you know, listen, just to keep up the fight. That's it.
Of course. Well, this is our home. This is our fight, not my fight. And here's the one thing I said to, you know, somebody said something to me the other day, and I said, look, I'll do my job. I ran for mayor. I'm the leader of the city. I get that. But this is not this debate, or rather this issue of safety, it's not mine alone.
Absolutely not.
It's yours also. So everybody has a role to play. There'll be the professional critics. I get it. Look, put your shoulder to the wheel. Look at what we've done in our schools for our kids. So everybody has a role to play. Everybody has to contribute to a solution. It's easy to be sitting in the back seats and throw darts. I'm looking for people that want to get in the arena and make a difference.
Thanks for the time, Mayor. I appreciate it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. You too.
That's Mayor Rahm Emanuel.